So if we remember from yesterday, we had the part of Luke's chapter 6, the Beatitudes. And we're in Luke's Sermon on the Plain, which is comparable to Matthew's Sermon on the Mount. This new program of life which Jesus gives us. And if we look at the gospel and with also that first reading from St. Paul, we see this radical reorientation that's required of our life if we are a disciple of Jesus. That we can no longer look through the natural eyes and what the natural world tells us is good and true and which should be our pursuits. Both what Jesus is saying and what St. Paul is explaining is that as a disciple, as a Christian, the other person comes first. That we put the good of the other in front of our own. Where St. Paul would say, I will never eat meat again if it causes you to stumble. Is eating meat bad? No. But I care more about you and your salvation than my own taste buds and what's good for my stomach. If we remember on Sunday, we had St. Paul telling us that love is the fulfillment of the law. And we think about what is love. Love has an object. So I love you. You're the object of my love. And when I say I love you, which means, first of all, I see you. I recognize you. You are good. It's good that you are here. It's good that you exist. And not only that, I want what is best for you. And I will do whatever it takes to help you get what's best for you. And as a disciple, as one who walks with the Lord, I know without a doubt the best thing for anyone is for them to know Jesus Christ. Without a doubt, nothing can compare to the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ. So everything I do, even if it means not eating meat or not going to certain places or not shopping or not whatever, I'm doing it to help you come to know Jesus Christ. This is the radical reorientation that our lives as a disciple must take. So forgiving enemies and giving money and all these things is because we're no longer held bound to the rules of this world, but we're living according to the rule of Jesus. Why? Because this is how Jesus lived. He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. And who are the ungrateful and the wicked? It's us before our salvation, before our redemption. And so as Christ has done to us, we are expected to do to others. This is the Christian program of life. And it's so contrary to the world, to the rule of Satan, which says, put me first. Let me live my best life. Let me become the best version of myself. Everything's directed about me and what's good for me and what makes my life easy. My self-care, my self-whatever. Self is first in the eyes of the world. When we look to the cross, we look to the Holy Eucharist, we look to the lives of the saints, the gospel life says we die to self so that others may live. We get to this point. It helps us to get to this point when we look at the Psalm 139, a beautiful, beautiful psalm, which explains and just highlights the intimate care and concern that God has had for each one of us when he created us in our mother's womb, where life begins, how intimate God was in our life in those first moments. That he was that intimately concerned with my life, and he was intimately concerned with your life. So I should help you to live your best life, which is a life with Christ, a life in heaven forever. Let's pray for that grace, to joyfully die to self so that the other may live. Amen.